News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Mick Mulvaney, former chief of staff for Donald Trump and chair of the Actum Global Consultants, shared his reaction on Ireland's recognition of Palestine during an interview with Kieran last night on The Hard Shoulder. Just have a little listen to what he said.
This is purely hypothetical, but if I were sitting there, and I'm a big fan of Ireland, as you know, I served as the special envoy to Northern Ireland. I got close relationships in all of the parties in your government. But you have to turn return symbolism for symbolism. And there would be a conversation in the West Wing next year if I were chief of staff of Donald Trump saying, you know what, Mr. President, we might have to skip the Taoiseach meeting this year. We might have to skip the lunch with the Speaker of the House. And we know that's a big deal, but that's how big a deal this is.
OK, that was Mick Mulvaney, former chief of staff for Donald Trump and chair of the Actum Global Consultants, speaking to Kieran. And we're joined now by Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Paul, you heard what Mick Mulvaney was saying there, that this has the potential to damage our relations, our diplomatic relations, Ireland's relations with the US. US, obviously, probably the most staunch ally that Israel still has currently in all of the upheaval that's going on in the Middle East. Do you agree with them? Is this bold political move by Ireland, is it going to backfire on us?
I would rather think it won't, no. I mean, obviously, there will be concern in many quarters in the United States. Biden's essentially key person on this, Jake Sullivan, has expressed it in a slightly cautious way, although he puts it very much in terms of Spain, Norway and Ireland as a group. But one has to remember that, you know, there have been Western European countries, Sweden and Finland, that have recognized Palestine many years ago. There's many down, obviously, the former Eastern European countries within the Soviet sphere, they all have. And worldwide, over 140 countries have recognized Palestine out of a UN total number of countries, or what is about early 190s. So it's a big deal in one sense, because obviously a cluster of Western European and North American countries, essentially NATO countries almost to the hilt, have actually come through and not recognized Palestine. And three of those, obviously neutral Ireland and also two NATO members, Norway and Spain, have also recognized it. And the real key here is what other countries might do the same, particularly in Western Europe, in the coming months.
Okay. And do you think other countries will follow suit? Because, I mean, this is big global news. I have a brother currently in China, and he said it's on the news over there that the Taoiseach of Ireland is now recognising Palestine. And obviously there's been pushback from the Israelis about it happening, and there's been questions about whether or not we were right or wrong to do it, and what constitutes a state in terms of a state, how it's governed and all of those things. But I suppose in terms of Ireland's diplomatic relations, have we made it difficult for the United States to remain as friendly towards Ireland?
I don't know. I'm not at all sure. Much of this will depend in the coming weeks on the political opinions and whether they will change among Irish Americans. And I think that is a very important constituency for Biden and for the Democratic Party as a whole. And I think that will be watched with sort of considerable interest within the United States, within the White House. But I'm not sure about this, because the trouble is that the mood is changing in many quarters where Israel was sort of regarded as a pretty close ally. There's been a degree of almost amazement in how far the current government, specifically the current government of Netanyahu, is going in Gaza. I mean, much of Gaza has now been destroyed. Huge areas of rubble and the rest. And that is having an impact. So, I think there will be expressed, I mean, certainly on the Trump side, people within the Biden administration will be concerned. But the reality overall is changing, and Israel is losing support right across the world thanks to the nature of the current government.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. So from what you're saying is Ireland is maybe ahead of a curve here, and that we're probably on the right side of history.
I think that's exactly the right phrase to use, ahead of the curve on this specific area of whether other countries from Western countries also come on board and actually follow the lead of Norway, Spain and Ireland. It's worth remembering that this announcement was something which didn't come out of the blue. It had been considered in some detail by the three countries for some time, and there have been hints of this. And the implication of what the Taoiseach said yesterday, I think it was, that there may be others following probably means there are others going to follow. And that will cause a lot of concern in Israel, where there's very considerable anger at what has happened. But also, yes, there will be concern in the White House, because in one sense, it may leave the United States a little bit isolated. And do remember that before, you know, if you go back 5 or 6 years ago, when Labour was a fairly powerful opposition in Britain, the potential Corbyn government, if there ever is one, one of the things it said it would do would be to actually recognise Palestine at an early stage. And that would have been disastrous for Israel. Now, Labour has changed hugely. It's now very pro-Israel. And I don't think there's going to be any problem if Starmer won the election. Although within the election campaign, there's a lot of anger among many Labour supporters about what is happening in Gaza. Don't underestimate that and its impact even on the British political scene.
Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.